Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. While praying this morning, the Lord brought back to my mind a video that a dear sister on YouTube sent me, and I want to thank you if you're listening. I'm sure you are. I want to thank you so much for sending this video to me personally. It is a confirmation video of the message that I just put out, my last YouTube video that I just put out called The Destruction of America, A Last Sliver of Hope. For those of you who have not watched it, I'll have the link down below in the description box. Please go watch it. It is up to date, I believe it's the most urgent and most important message that the Lord has given me. So go and watch it. Now, this is in reference to that video. This what this dear sister sent me was a video of an encounter that a pastor had with an angel. And the message that was given to this pastor is very similar to the message I received. And I don't know the exact date, but it looks like it was within the same time frame when I received the message. Now, you know, I don't know if you all have had any angel encounters. I've had quite a few in my lifetime, but usually the ones I've had, I would call them helping angels because they seem to have come at a moment of crisis or in a time of extreme need. However, this angel encounter that this pastor experienced, I believe is a different kind of angel. I believe this is a messenger angel that came straight down from heaven. I believe this messenger angel came from Jesus to proclaim the message that was given to this pastor. Now, I tried to do some research to find who this pastor was, and I have not been able to find it. Maybe some of you are better researchers than me, and maybe you can find it. Maybe you've even heard of this before. If so, please leave a comment in the comments below. And oh, by the way, talking about the comments below, I had to turn off my last comments because I was getting a lot of hate on from my last video, and so I turned it off. I'm leaving this comments open, but if I continue to start seeing a lot of hate and terrible things that comments that people are posting, then unfortunately, I have no choice but to turn it off. So hopefully with this video, I'll be able to leave the comments on. Okay, let's go back to this angel encounter. In this message I'm about to read you, and bear with me when I read it because it's going to be a bit hard reading it. It's from a very small little piece on the YouTube video that she did. In this message, the Father said, I will give you a last opportunity. I'll say it again. I will give you a last opportunity. This, brothers and sisters, is so similar to what I heard last week. I heard one last chance, and then I heard one final chance, and then I heard attempt to get it right. So this, what this pastor saw, this angel who came to him, gave him a message that was very similar to the message that I received last week. So this is the confirmation. So I'm going to go ahead now and read to you what is on this video. I will have this video link down below, of course, so you can read it yourself. And like I said, please, maybe some of you can do some research on it. I would love to find out who this pastor was. All right, here, I'm going to read it to you now, and I'll end with this. Here's the message. It's a person whose name is Remain Blessed. And this is what he says. Last week, a pastor was on a trip driving his car and saw an elderly man walking on the road, decided to get him in the car. While they were traveling, the old man said to the pastor, Son, do you know what happened last night in heaven? The pastor got scared and quickly stopped the car and asked, Sir, are you okay? How did you get information from heaven? Asked the pastor. The old man said, Last night in heaven, God was very angry against man and told the angels to blow the trumpet. The angels raised the trumpet, and when they were going to start blowing the trumpet, this is when Jesus fell down before God. Now, let me hold on. I have to get the next part now. it's coming. Sorry. Very difficult to read it. Let's see, it's not working. There it goes. Here it goes. The angels, let's start again. The angels raised the trumpet, and when they were going to start blowing the trumpet, it was when Jesus fell down before God and began to plead with tears in his eyes. Then fresh blood began to come out of his hands and body. Christ told God to have mercy so that his death was not in vain. God, seeing the wounds of his son and seeing the pain of his saints and also the wickedness of the wicked, he said, quote, "I'll give you a last opportunity," unquote. Jesus turned to the angels and commanded them to hurry large numbers of angels from all over the world and tell the world that the end is near and that Jesus was coming soon. The pastor wiped his tears and asked, "Sir, how do you know all this?" And the old man replied, "I am one of those angels that was sent to the world," and continued saying to the pastor, "Please use all the media and send this message. There's no time to lose." And then the old man disappeared.